Irwin, G.A., Jones, A.T., Smith, Uriah. Sunnyside, Currambong, New South Wales, Australia. April 11, 1899. Dear Brethren Irwin Jones and Elder Uriah Smith, I was awakened this morning, and with a burden on my soul which I now communicate. It is put into the hands of my copyist. It is just coming daylight. My brethren, that which I am now writing cannot be copied, but I wish you to prepare in some shape to go to the people this matter now being copied. I feel intensely over this matter. It seems as though it would consume me. I want tenfold more power from God, that I may work and speak the truth as it is in Jesus in these dark places of the earth. There are hearts longing for the truth, and we want these hungry, starving sheep to be fed. Means has been so limited that all who could work to any advantage have not saved themselves. They have been loaded down with responsibilities, one man carrying the weight of burden two or three men should have. We have not dared to speak of workers, for we could not find money in the treasury to supply them with the necessaries of life. We feel deeply, and it has worn upon our physical strength, but the word comes still: occupy new fields, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. The hungry, starving sheep are bleeding for food. Sheep without a shepherd are found in every city, in every locality. God pity these souls. If there are men and women who understand and know God, we are in the battle, and we must be clothed with the armor of Christ's righteousness. I have not been able to write except one letter since we received the bulletin. I have things to say that cannot be said now. I thank the Lord with heart and soul and voice for the words in the bulletin. Let the good work go forward. Brother Palmer came to me at my home saying, "We have reached our last resources. Now what can we do?" I said, "Hope in God, rejoice in God, help has come," and I placed in his hands the special number of the bulletin. "Will you please, at the Review and Herald office, bind me, in covers, the whole numbers of the bulletin? One whole roll of papers has not come, missing numbers. No one has received the bulletin but me in this place. Bind me up 12 bound numbers. I am not at all pleased with the putting such important work in such form. You cannot read them without the paper cracking and tearing. The form is not improved. I am sorry for this. We keep all the bulletins very choice. We have much to say. My letters sent have been written before we receive the bulletin. Postscript. Any of this matter I send, leaving out all personal, you are at liberty to use as you see best. The letter to Dr. Kellogg, accepted."